A reading from the prophet Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord. Please join the choir in singing Psalm 72. A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may, with one voice, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that, the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is the one whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and of all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. As a preacher, John the Baptist must have given any current teacher or professor of the art of preaching a very hard time. Most of us preachers like to be on good terms with the congregations where we preach. And 1,600 years ago, St. Augustine wrote some advice about preaching. And he said it was advisable to start gently, not by smacking the audience in the face with insults. As he put it, first, capture their goodwill. Start with something that will intrigue and please them, not John. Instead of beginning with words like, my friends, he began, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee the wrath that's coming? He knew about vipers, how in the cool of the morning they like to get out in the sun and warm themselves. And in the heat of the day, they hide among the rocks and the shadows where they can prey upon an unwary victim and kill it. Calling people a brood of vipers is hardly flattery. John refused to live in a house, to wear regular clothes. Instead, he wrapped himself in camel's hair cloth and held it in place with a leather belt. He ate only organic food, mostly locusts and wild honey. As a solitary mystic, he was more accustomed to talking to God than debating the finer points of the law with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He was so profoundly inspired by the prophet Isaiah, who lived 700 years before John was born, to make straight in the desert a highway for our God, that John became a road builder. A road builder himself, to help people follow the straight path through the desert of sin and all the way to the open arms of the promised Messiah. John was bold and brash, even with society's most respectable denizens, who thought they were superior to pagan neighbors and that they were entitled to divine protection, even that they alone would escape divine wrath on the day of judgment. They'd put their journey to everlasting bliss on autopilot. John warned them that they needed a lot less self-congratulation and a lot more self-examination. He inspired them to repent and say that they were sorry for ignoring the lowly and the downtrodden. He dramatized his message of radical repentance with a unique ritual, immersion in water for the washing away of their sins. That's why John the Builder, the road builder, is a perfect figure for Advent, as we prepare for the coming of Christ in our own lives at this Christmas time. So to accomplish that, We must mend our broken relationships and overcome the bad habits that infect our lives with the same self-righteousness that blinded so many respectable people in John's day. John built a highway for the Messiah, a road that would transform countless lives. Road building is not a job for the faint of heart, nor does it have much prestige attached. Engineers might gain status from most of us, but not those who do the heavy lifting. One summer, I worked as a Gandhi dancer on the Great Northern Railway, trying to straighten out the roadbeds so that the new high-speed trains could move across the tracks without wobbling. It was very hard physical labor. Our lightest tool was 32 pounds, a tamping iron. Most of my coworkers had dropped out of school by the time they were in the fifth grade. I concealed my identity as a student at Harvard very carefully so that we could improve have a good relationship with one another. And I learned greatly to respect those hardworking men who had few breaks in life and a lot of very difficult situations to face. In quite a different example, Herod the Great built a palace and a fortress on top of a mesa near the Dead Sea called Masada. And when the Romans decided that they wanted to get rid of that institution, they sent their army to camp on the flat land near the mesa, and for 3 years, in full sight of the residents on top of 1,500 feet up on Masada, they built a ramp. When the day came, they pushed their new-built siege engine up that 45-degree slope all the way to the top and conquered it, only to find that almost all of the residents who had watched them all these years had committed suicide. Who were those amazing ramp builders building the largest ramp the world had ever seen? History has forgotten them. Who built the roads that you used to get here this morning? Have you met any of them? In God's eyes, you and I are also called to be road builders. We too are called by Isaiah and John's challenge to make straight in today's world a highway for our God. What we're doing today about the valleys of ignorance and the hills of pride in and around us, or the mountains of injustice and the canyons of despair, what are we doing about all that? Dare we live oblivious to the wounded and the marginalized in our midst? To remain blind to the suffering around us is to ignore John's urgent call. And worse, it's to reject our Savior's love. We're called to build roads this Advent, not ramps in the of destruction, but roads of compassion that will invite those who may not know the glory of God in their own lives to rejoice in the Christ of Christmas. That's clearly what you're doing with this magnificent array of gifts to others. John, the road builder, made straight a road for you and me to proceed from the now of our lives to the love of Christ, in whom we can find forgiveness and fortitude and delight in the love that no one can ever pry from us. We show our gratitude by building such roads for others. As we prepare for the coming of Christ this Advent, let us turn our gaze to those who need our forgiveness, to those who need Christ's healing love, and to the multitude of unseen road builders who make our lives easier and more fulfilling. Blessed are the road builders, for they shall have our thanks. And blessed are you, for you shall know the good news and share its joy as Christ gives you opportunity and courage. A blessed Advent to all of you. Amen.